Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, just north of the Woodlands, Texas.
What are you going to be growing this weekend? This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610, and I'm Sandy, and I am lucky enough to sit here with the expert John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. And I just love sitting across from him on Saturday mornings when he rotates through, because we go in depth. Literally, we dig down deep.
Pardon the pun there.
Pardon the pun. That's right. Well, thank you so much for driving down here and being our Home Show Garden Pro expert. And as the listeners know, I will remind them that this is a co-op of nurseries around Houston and the surrounding areas, all the way down Fort Bend and Montgomery County. And the experts rotate through here every Saturday morning, and they answer listeners' calls and questions and concerns and successes. We've had calls where someone has called and said, "Hey, it worked. I see progress." So that's really fun. We're kind of all in this together, and it's a little science experiment, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so this Home Show Garden Pros includes, today we have John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources, and you have also heard from Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens, and that's usually been Anita who sits with us, Plants for All Seasons, and that was Sherry last week, and Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. You've heard from both Joey and Danny from there, and then today, like I said, we've got Nature's Way Resources. And it is a resource out there. There's another little, what I love is that it's dog friendly. So you can go out there and you can wander and it's dog friendly. Now remind me, John, it's about 40 acres, right?
We have 42 acres.
42 acres.
We set aside about 10 acres that we're developing the nursery into. We got about 2 acres covered with plants now.
Okay. It is expanding. And you like to focus on the native plants.
Correct. Things native and well-adapted species.
Okay. All right. And that's important when we're trying to choose something that's going to last a long time. And what I've found is that those native plants, once we get them established, they're happy. You know, they're a little less maintenance.
Almost zero maintenance.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're better for the butterflies, the pollinators, the hummingbirds, all of it. One of the breeders have gotten so far trying to get bigger flowers, longer bloom season. They've destroyed the quality of the pollen and the nectar of a lot of plants.
Oh, my.
So it's no longer food for our beneficials.
Right.
So when we go back to the natives, we go back to the better genetics. And it's just better for the environment and people.
Right.
And like I said, disease-free, pest-free.
Yeah, go back to nature.
Drought-tolerant,
right.
Freeze-tolerant.
Right. Well, and we talk a lot about the native plants here, and we talk a lot about the organic, because that's really where we would prefer to move towards. And all of our Home Show Garden Pros are on board with you on that.
Absolutely.
They love all those organic. But I love Nature's Way Resources. Out, you know, you exit, and it's not too far off of that exit. The number is?
Exit 81.
81. It's between Conroe and the Woodlands. Beautiful. Just exit off of there, and it's just a little jog around the corner. But what's unique about you also is that you've got the development in the back of all of your soils and your compost. And that's a fun visit.
That was our history. You know, I'm a soil scientist. That was where we started making high-quality compost, mulches, soil blends. And we had 10 acres we weren't using. I said, what's an allied business? So about 5 years ago, we started the nursery, and it's just been slowly, steadily growing.
Yeah. So you started in the soils and
back compost. In 1994.
Wow.
So I've been doing this a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, a long time. And you are a great resource. I love when we get questions from callers, and I do need to remind them. I'm sorry I didn't mention the phone number. 281-833-3333. It's that easy phone number for you. 281-833-3333. And we love to chat with callers, find out what's going on in your garden. And at Nature's Way Resources, as John Ferguson is our Home Show Garden Pro expert, mentioned that he started in the soils and the composting. And it reminds me of, so you can go there as an individual and buy the compost, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You
don't have,
yeah, you can be a garden company or a vendor or just an individual to go pick it up. It reminds me of my grandparents up in Washington, D.C. And my grandfather used to load in the back of my grandmother's Saturn hatchback his compost. And she always called it manure because he did mix it with manure. I'm not sure what else he had back there he was composting. But I can still hear her fussing at him. Ed, don't you dare put that manure in the back of... And then it was too late because he wasn't driving at that point. But he was putting it in the back of her car to go down to the hospital where he had started a garden on the rooftop of George Washington Hospital. And he had that garden and maintained that for 20 years.
Wow.
But I remember how that compost smelled, and I remember it in the back of the Saturn. So I'm sure the way you develop your compost is a little different from what he was doing. And yours takes quite a long time.
Yeah, we usually go 15 to 18 months.
Wow.
And it has when we're through, it has a rich earthy odor like a forest floor. It's because it's full of all beneficial microbes.
Mm-hmm. And I've dug in those piles, and it is such an interesting visit. But you can smell it, and you can feel how fresh it is.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. I am here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. They are between Conroe and the Woodlands. They are north of the Woodlands, exit 81. And he is our expert taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333.
Apricot, coral, peach, and pink.
Just a few of their delicious colors.
Blooming again and again.
Now through fall.
Easy growing, sun loving.
Part ground cover, part miniature rosebush.
Drift roses, you'll love them.
Easy to maintain.
For spaces big and small.
Group or mix them with shrubs, perennials.
Just part of what's waiting for you.
At Nelson's Nursery.
And Water Gardens.
NelsonWaterGardens.com.
Helping you grow like a pro.
Just north of I-10 on Katy Fort Bend Road.
Believe it or not, fall is coming, and Fall Home Improvement starts August 20th and 21st at the Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show at the Lone Star Convention Center. Get festive fall and holiday entertaining ideas. Meet local contractors to build your new patio, bath, or kitchen now before the holidays. Go to TexwoodShows.com for a discount ticket. It's home ideas and local home pros all under one roof at the Fall Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show, August 20th and 21st at the Lone Star Convention Center in Conroe.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Or call now at 281-833-3333.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. Just to remind callers, the phone number is 281-833-3333. Easy phone number, 281-833-3333. I am here this morning with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources, and he is our Home Show Garden Pro expert, and I'm telling you, quite the expert. It's all about the soil most of the time. Right?
Everything starts at the soil.
That's right. That's right. We were just talking about Nature's Way Resources. So they've got a beautiful nursery, and he started out in soils and composting, and you can buy bulk there. You can drive up with your truck, or you can go and buy the bags. We talk here a lot about your leaf mold compost.
That's kind of what we're famous for.
Yes, yes, it is great stuff. So you can buy bags of that, and actually all of our Home Show Garden Pros carry it also.
Correct.
So if you can't quite get up to Nature's Way, you can still run by any of our Home Show Garden Pros, and they've got that. But I know every one of them has, you know, that's been a go-to for us in making suggestions on folks' lawns and gardens. So what is so special about our leaf mold compost?
Well, the way we make it, we doesn't have any salts in it, like from poultry manure or cow manure. The soils on the area around Houston have a lot of salt in them. Just because that's our salt dome for the oil industry. We get salt to come in off the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, yes.
So we don't want to use anything that has high salt because that stunts the growth of the plants. So we don't. So we use selective in our feedstocks, how we make it.
Wow.
We know that 90% of all plants need fungus in the soil. They live in a symbiotic relationship. So we do minimal turning to allow the beneficial fungus to grow to high levels.
And turning, when you say turning, you let it cook.
Let it cook. It gets piles get 170 degrees Fahrenheit for months on end. It only takes 130 degrees for a few days to kill every weed seed, every pathogen known to mankind.
Okay.
So it's a natural process to make biologically rich of beneficial microbes. It's full of a bacteria family called Actinomycetes. This bacteria eats the pathogenic fungus. It could be Fusarium, Phytophthora, Rhizotonia, the brown patch, take all, St. Augustine decline.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
So when you use a good organic fertilizer, like Microlife, along with the compost, mm-hmm. and maybe some trace minerals every few years, you don't get those diseases. You don't have to water, I mean.
Yeah, the water conservation is huge, especially what we've gone through the last 2 months.
Yeah, that's one of the things I'm dressed casual today because I got to go out and mow the yard. I've only watered one time in this drought.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
And my grass is this tall and green, and my neighbor's yards are dead.
Yeah, yeah.
But after years of putting compost down, it's so rich.
Mm-hmm.
Plants use less water.
Right, right, because you're just nurturing the soil. We talk about you and Sherry a lot when we talk about watering on the show, whether you're here or not, about your not needing to water because you have nurtured it. And I'm sure it's that way with Danny and the Nelsons also at Nelson Water Gardens. But it is amazing. I've seen pictures of Sherry's yard and you've talked about yours. And it's all about you've over the years. Now, this isn't going to happen overnight.
Correct.
For people.
It's a process.
Right. It's a process. And that's okay. I mean, this is like your living science experiment in your yard and garden, mm-hmm. which is why it's so interesting.
No, it's funny. And I got 3 big notebooks of testimonials from customers over the years, how well it worked, how
yes.
it saves them money. So
yeah, yeah. It is just amazing. So this is the first time that you've mowed since when? Or you don't mow that much out at your place?
No.
Okay.
Probably 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Okay. All right. But it's green and healthy.
It's green and healthy. And we got a half inch rain a few days ago and poof.
Oh, yeah. You can just tell. You know, watering is one thing, but when Mother Nature waters it, the grass is so much happier. It really is.
Yeah, there's a lot of dissolved nitrogen in a plant available form in rainwater, particularly if it's been thunderstorms, and they soak it up through the leaf tissue.
Oh, that's why.
And it gives them a surge, kind of like if we get a shot of adrenaline or something.
Wow, I did not realize that. Yeah. So a little thunderstorm is not a bad thing.
Nope.
That is great. I love that. So it's getting a little bit more nitrogen.
Correct. And in a storm, they can sorb easy. There's also slight electrical charge. It helps get dust and stuff off the leaves, so they make photosynthesis better. So that's, lots of little things.
Yeah.
Nature's amazing.
That is amazing. And I have heard, so the weather, now we're under 3 digits this week for our temperature, which to me is amazing. And you can feel the difference when the high is 94 versus 101. So it's a great time to start getting back out there and making sure, you know, let's, you know, deal with any weeds, check with any bugs. And then that composting, any time of year is a good time to start with that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
In the summertime, it acts like a, you know, quarter, half inch layer, insulates, keeps the soil cool.
Mm-hmm.
When the soil's cool, plants use 80-90% less water.
See, that is just amazing.
So it's right there. It provides the beneficial microbes that keep the pathogens, brown patch takeoffs, in check
mm-hmm.
naturally.
Yeah.
And it just helps. There's also growth hormones in it for plants that makes the roots go deeper. So, I mean, it says a lot of things.
Right. And you talked about your grassroots. You estimate your grassroots go down many, many feet.
In my yard, I've dug down 3 feet and found St. Augustine roots going down 3 feet.
But yeah.
A number of years ago, University of Florida measured the genetic potential of grassroots for St. Augustine is about 12 feet.
Wow. And what's happening in the suburbs when we're watering every 3 days?
roots don't go deep.
No, they don't have to. They don't have to work, right?
And when you use an artificial fertilizer that's chemically salts, they won't go down over 3 inches.
Oh,
because the salts build up and create a hard panel layer.
Oh, is
and
that part of the
roots just turn away.
Okay. All right. So
but
that...
when you use an organic fertilizer and compost, there's nothing to block it. And they try to go deep. And the microbes open the clay up and the soil's up where air can get in.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get air, as long as you have 6 parts per million oxygen, the roots go down.
Yeah. And that's going to be helpful by using the leaf mold compost as one of the great products. And I know it sounds like a commercial, but I've played in that leaf mold compost and I have seen the difference. So I'm on your process of doing, because my lawn is looking great. I mean, I have done it for now about a year and a half. So I add a little thin layer, and there are times when I'll go to one area, and I'm like, okay, wait, the soil is looking dry, it's hard, just in one area for some reason. Maybe it could have gotten washed away, I guess, but it's so good for your soils.
It is, and I've had a lot of people say, like they have a dog urinates in the yard and creates a burns a spot. They'll put a few handfuls on it to help it heal faster.
Those are the ones I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yes, those lower spots, and they for some reason they like one area.
Now,
so.
Experienced gardeners call a properly made compost black gold.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's got so much stuff in it.
Yeah, yeah.
As an exercise years ago, I went on the USDA website and just got some average values for compost, not premium or anything. But if you had to buy everything that's in a cubic yard of compost, it would cost you about $600 worth of product.
Oh, if you mixed it all together.
Yeah, the nutrients, the microbes,
right?
the trace elements, the humus, I mean, all the different components that's in a yard of compost. And that's why it's called black gold.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's a great shot of nutrition for our lawns and gardens. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. I am here with John Ferguson, taking your phone calls and your questions and concerns. He is from Nature's Way Resources. He is our Home Show Garden Pro expert this morning, and we will return after this.
Phew! It's another scorching summer. Help your plant and landscape survive with the healing benefits only MicroLife organic fertilizers can supply. Start with MicroLife Multipurpose 624 or Hybrid 2005. Then give your turf some extra love with an application of Humates Plus 004. MicroLife fertilizers have professional-grade ingredients that are 100% slow release and will not burn. MicroLife, healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Protect your roots. Keeping soil moist with a gentle, consistent water flow soaking down 4 inches makes your roots happy. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Playing in the dirt can be revitalizing. Healthy landscaping and gardening starts with healthy soils. You've heard us say that before. Landscaper's Pride mulches and soils are premium quality and they're locally sourced. We are big on local. You can choose from their top soils. It's perfect for patching and leveling beds. Their black humus is 100% aged pine, composted and screened. It's great for amending your existing soils. There's compost peat. And then if you've got containers, you've got the potting soils you can choose from that are compost peat, fine sand, and blended organics. There's also Gardener's Magic, a mixture of black humus, soil conditioners, and composted rich hulls. Gardener's Magic is best for raised beds, potted plants, or even amending your soils. So let's play in the dirt for healthier, fast-growing vegetable shrubs and plants. Choose naturally organic Landscaper's Pride. You can go to our Home Show Garden Pro locations to choose Landscaper's Pride or learn more at homeshowgardenpro.com. And that reminds me, I need to tell our listeners that there is a website. It's a fabulous website. It has a link to all of our Home Show Garden Pros, and it's homeshowgardenpro.com. So if you want a link to any of you, any of the experts, John, our listeners can go there. They'll find you and all of the Home Show Garden Pros. There's an Ask a Pro button where you can send in questions, but it's best to call in because then we can chat with you and dig deeper because it seems like when I'm going through our stacks of questions, there's always a follow-up question we have and we can't ask somebody. But speaking of questions, we have got Ben on the line. Good morning, Ben. What do you have for John Ferguson?
Good morning. I have an indoor palm plant. It's called Majesty. And it says Ravenia, Riveraria. It says it's African. I just want to repot it. I think it's in about a 6-8-inch diameter pot. And I think it's probably getting root bound. If there's any tips, you know, how much bigger a pot I should put it in, or what kind of soil to use.
Great.
Well, as a rule of thumb, Ben, you need to go to pot at least 25-30% larger, up to about 50% larger.
Okay.
Probably being an indoor palm, it probably is going to need well-drained soils. So just look for a soil that has good drainage.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And those are the major considerations. And after you pot it, you may water it in with something like super seaweed from MicroLife.
We love that.
It's a great product. And it's a mild root stimulator.
I haven't used it lately.
Yeah.
So that's basically, it's pretty simple.
So 50% larger, that's going to seem like it's lost, but it's going to grow into it pretty quickly. Okay, now.
Just regular potting, or not potting, potting soil?
Well, just any kind of potting soil, it's well drained.
Okay. Okay. I one more quick thing about a banana plant. I had one that fell over on the deck, so I went out there to get it off the deck, and I noticed it fell because it has 28 bananas, little tiny green bananas. I don't think they're good to eat.
Not until they start turning yellow.
But are those good to eat?
Well, you might try, you know.
A little bite.
Yeah, a little bite. And after they yellow, put them in the window, let them kind of turn yellow. If they're still green, they're going to be astringent and kind of bitter. But I grew bananas for years, a variety called Ice Cream. And about every third year, I'd get a nice big stalk of several hundred bananas.
Wow.
And they're small. They're only about 6 inches long.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yes.
But they had a
Did
real rich, creamy flavor.
Oh, nice.
You ate them?
Yeah.
But once they got yellow.
They have to turn yellow.
Okay.
Just like any other, Ben. That's characteristic of that species.
So what did you say, Ben? You said it fell over, the banana plant?
Yes, I thought it fell over because I know they take a lot of water and all the drought we've had. I thought, well, it just got stressed and fell over. But then after I cut it, I noticed it has bananas down there. It's the weight is what made it fall over.
Yeah.
I guess.
And it could be a lack of water because they use in the vascular tissue, they use water pressure to keep the trunk straight. And as they develop that stalk of bananas, I mean, I've had stalks that weigh 40, 50 pounds.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So when they start getting full and big.
Yeah.
So they had to have the strength to hold it up.
Yeah. So it could have been that combination of not getting enough water.
Correct.
So if he's got that stalk, you suggest he sticks it in the window or make sure it gets some sun, see if those will ripen a little bit?
Yeah, it just depends on how far along they are.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I hope you can save some of those. They sound delicious.
Yeah, I hung them on the front porch to show them off right now. But I cut one a while ago just to look at it. And it's so much fun and informative listening to y'all.
Oh, well, thanks. Hey, Ben.
Great joy every Saturday.
Ben, you may have the answer to this question, but let's ask John, because I hear different suggestions about when I'm repotting a plant that I get. So when he takes that palm out of the small 6-inch pot, should he spread those roots out before he plants
Absolutely.
It? Okay, but gently.
Gently separate the roots, because they're probably circling.
Uh-huh.
And when they circle, actually, you have electromagnetic fields, and it makes the next root continue to circle.
Oh.
So the same thing, that's when we put stuff into the ground. We got to break that up. We use a square hole, not a round hole.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I remember you saying that. That's right.
Little things like that make a difference in the survivability.
Okay. But for this palm.
Yes, I've heard that ship a long time. Uh-huh. I've listened way back to like Bill Jack and John World, and they say, I think it was in, said,
Tickle the roots. I love that.
That's
yeah.
pretty good.
Yeah, that's a great one. We're going to use that one, Ben, okay?
Very good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for your call.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye. Have a great weekend. So this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610, and we are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And when we return, we've got a caller after this. I think it's Trisha. So when we return, we will take her call.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. More answers to your gardening questions coming up in a moment. But first, let's talk about what's happening at the nursery. We're here to help you get your green on through the summer. The nursery's loaded with beautiful season-appropriate flowers that will get you through the summer until the fall. We have all the products that you need to help you survive the summer heat, from potting soils to organic fertilizers, and all the information to take care of them. We have fresh brewed compost tea. Compost tea will add microorganisms to your soil. It's like concentrated compost, but you can spray it out in your yard. This will increase your organic material in the soil, so you won't have to water as much. We brew it fresh every week at Plants for All Seasons, ready for use on the weekends. So treating your yard with compost tea this time of year will take the stress off of it, and it pairs very well when you're ready to put your MicroLife fertilizer out. It'll actually help it work better in your soil. If you're up towards the northwest side of Houston, we're at 21328 State Highway 249, just north of Louetta on the northbound feeder. Open 7 days a week from 8:30 to 6. You can friend us on Facebook or go to plantsforallseasons.com. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
We are growing everything green. This is a great time of year to get out in the yard. Actually, any time of year in Houston is a great time of year. This is Sandy, and I am sitting here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center, and he is taking your calls and your questions. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Thank you so much for listening. We're having a great time with callers, and we have got a line of them, John. Okay. So it looks like we've got Teresa. I'm sorry if I butchered your name at first. It came across spelled differently. Good morning. This is Sandy.
Good morning. No, you said it very nicely. Thank you.
All right.
Well, good morning, John. I am a a follower of you, and I buy your products all the time.
Well, thank you.
And I promise I'm not trying to be contradictory. I am just puzzled right now. I've talked to Danny over there at your office and trying to get some help. But chinch bugs destroyed my front yard this year, and I've done the compost every year. I was bragging the last three summers, I hardly ever turned on my sprinkler. And I proved to my neighbors, you know, I've done MicroLife over 20 years. And so when I saw a spot in May, it started in my neighbors, and my neighbors use lawn service companies. And I'm in a suburb where you share part of the side yard with your neighbor. And I did, I put compost down. I did brown patch, MicroLife brown patch. I did Humates Plus, all those things. And the only good news is when I came to you all, y'all told me use that EcoSmart application. So I did that in June, and it did save the parts up from the front of my house to my back and my backyard. But now it looks like I've moved, and I'm afraid the township is going to ask me to sell my house. So I'm confused because I know we can't stop all of nature. I get that. I'm guessing I'm going to need to resod because that blue-green looking grass is coming up in spots now.
Blue-green.
Well, that could be, you're talking about Bermuda?
No, somebody told me it might be sedge grass or...
Well, sedges tend to like moist soils, which
would kind of... Okay, no, it's not sedge then. because it's dry. Because I've turned off that zone on my sprinkler. And just been sprinkling. And that's the other killer thing for me this year is I've had to water once a week when normally I don't ever have to water at all. So, but to keep my rest of my yard, I was watering once a week, and then I recently up to twice a week for about 10 minutes per station.
Right. So, John, what's the first sign? I know poor Teresa's already got a full-blown chinch bugs, but the first sign for people is what for the chinch?
Browning of grass.
The browning of grass. And it's because it's likely because it's dry.
Very dry. They like hot, dry conditions.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it's not your fault.
Usually it starts along a sidewalk or driveway.
Oh, on the edges.
Where it's hotter.
Okay.
Well, let me tell you, when I put that EcoSmart on,
I
had a delivery that afternoon, and they were on the driveway, and all of a sudden the delivery guy looked down, and there were thousands of chinch bugs leaving the yard and going to the neighbor's yard.
Yes, they don't like the...
I hope your neighbor's not listening.
No, we've talked about
okay.
it. He went to Nature's Way and bought a bag, too, so that he could go to his neighbor's yard.
Yeah. Okay, so what should she do now? So it sounds like the front yard is in pretty bad condition.
Okay, you've done the first step. Stop the damage, driving the chinch bugs off.
With the EcoSmart.
With the EcoSmart.
EcoSmart, okay.
It's, you know, San Jacinto Environmental, MicroLife family.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep it, you know, like I said, it's better to water long and deep rather than multiple waterings.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep, you know, make sure that at least once a week, you know, you can do a deep watering.
Mm-hmm. Right. Early morning or
early
late
morning.
Late night.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Early
okay.
morning's better than late night.
Oh, okay.
Because
but if I do more than 10 minutes, I start getting run off. So sometimes I'll do two cycles or use a hand sprinkler.
Yeah, what you can do is run a cycle, wait 30 minutes, run another cycle.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's what I've done.
Okay.
And... it'd take a little hand trowel and go down in your yard, your area, and go down 6 inches and see how far the moisture's going down.
That's okay. A good point to see.
You'd like to at least get the moisture down 6-7 inches.
So are you seeing any green grass?
It's not. Well, yes. Like maybe, honestly, 3 blades here, 2 blades there. You know, it's a typical suburban front yard. There's this square. Like I said, the sides of my driveway all the way to my detached garage are all green, but just this whole big, I don't know, 40-foot by 20-foot block. It's just all dead. And I've been for years. I build my soil. I
right.
do the remineralizer every 2 years. And so I was just confused that I guess no matter what, nature's going to get its way.
Well, sometimes it is, yeah. So would you suggest, do you really think that she needs some more sod laid there, or can she...
Without seeing, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
If your runners are still green...
Bring pictures into them today.
Yeah. And if your runners are still green, it'll come back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Check that.
If the runners are gone... But, you know, St. Augustine can grow fast in good conditions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So it may grow in. It just... Like I said, pictures would really help.
Yeah. And you know, a little bit more leaf mold compost. Or what do you think about the seaweed? Spraying some seaweed on.
It can only help.
Yeah. I love the liquid seaweed.
I went ahead and did that all summer just to do it.
Yeah.
I just kept doing it, you know, and hoping for the best. But again, I'm not trying to be contradictory.
No. It happens. I mean, this is like an experiment that we're all going through.
And it's, you know, been a very tough year because of the heat and the drought.
Mm-hmm.
Also, how tall are you cutting your grass?
Very tall. In fact, I've hardly cut it at all. I'll go every 2 or 3 weeks just because I haven't even mowed that front dead area. And on the sides in the backyard, I've been going every 2 or 3 weeks and mowing my grass and keeping it real high.
Okay. Well, you're doing all the right things.
Mm-hmm.
I think nature caught up with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the frustrating thing, John, is I have 3 wonderful neighbors, awesome neighbors, but 2 of them never do anything to the yard, and the yard is all green.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hard.
Right.
Well, hopefully you can, you know, take some pictures in, like you said. That'd be great for you to head up there and visit. And then dig down in your soil, kind of, so you can give them
a... See how far your moisture's going down.
Yeah, you can give them a diagnosis of that also.
And bring in a soil sample, too. We'll take a look.
Yeah.
I love your products. I've been using it. I just had all my flower beds redone, and I told the service company, I only want Nature's Way mulch. So,
yep.
Love your products.
Thank you.
I'm a follower, so thank you so much for your knowledge.
Good. Well, I'm sorry about your chinch bugs, but hang in there, and I know you're going to be able to get it to recover. But thanks for your call, Teresa.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Thank you. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333, an easy number. We are coming up with solutions that we can all work on it together. And when we return, we will have Jeff and Karen.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals. So grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Tomato, tomato. Better get them in the ground tomorrow. This is tomato planting season. Pick ones with shorter production time. It's on the tag. And remember, new plants stress easily. Give them midday shade. The Home Show Garden Pros help you catch up on all your gardening. Sorry.
I promise, fall is almost here, and that means home improvement starts at the Fall Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show next weekend. That would be the 20th and 21st at the Lone Star Convention Center. I love these shows. You know what you can find there, and it's great for ideas. You can find new home products. You can find seasonal decor, artisan furniture. They have guest speakers, holiday decorating, and professional organizing. Ooh, we could use that at the Mocher House. So the Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show, it's their fall show next weekend. And also, there's a special treat. Tom Tynan is going to be broadcasting live on Saturday from 9 to noon, and he'll be answering your questions after his show, which is until 2 o'clock. He will be answering your questions. So there are free workshops. There are also discounts for an appreciation for our teachers and military. Teachers, you get in half off. Military, veterans, fire, and police, first responders, you get in for free. Thank you. There is free parking, so to get your tickets, you go to texwoodshows.com, texwoodshows.com. Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. I am here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. He is sharing his wisdom, kind enough to get up early and sit with us and share his wisdom on all things green and gardening out there and our soil. That's not green, but everything that grows from that. So we have got a line of callers here, John, who can't wait to talk to you. So good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are y'all doing?
Great.
So let me ask you a question. I have on my porch I'm trying to start getting into more plants on my porch because it's been so ugly. So it's called a Hawaiian TI.
Okay.
You ever heard of that?
No, not familiar with it, but go ahead.
Anyway, I think I got it from Lowe's. But anyway, so I'm wondering and then I have a gardenia. Can I keep them in the same pots that I bought them in, or will they just get stagnant and not move, not get any bigger?
Probably best to separate them. Gardenias, okay, like either morning sun or filtered sun as a general rule. They're very fragrant. And depending on the variety of gardenia. Yeah, and depending on the variety of gardenia, you got some that are dwarf and never get over 2 feet tall. And I remember an aunt of mine had some that got 10 foot tall.
Ooh. Nice.
Yes. Had a whole row of them. So without knowing the exact species thing, but the gardenia has a potential to get big and to be healthier. And
That's kind of a plant I could plant maybe in the corner of my landscape space, and you know, let it grow, let it really get big and fragrant.
Yeah, it depends. You know, if it's a dwarf variety or standard variety, how big it's going to get. That I can't answer without knowing the species.
Exactly. Okay. See, I didn't know if they. I thought one size. Let's see, this is called a showgirl. No, a snow girl, I'm sorry.
Okay, just, yeah, there's no telling.
Anyway, so I'm just wondering, if I maybe just found me a bigger, because I kind of wanted it on the front porch for the fragrance.
Yeah.
That's one reason I got it. And I was just wondering maybe if I put it in a bigger container, if that would help it expand more, be really the best thing for it.
Yeah, definitely like that. You can do that. And even, you know, having it in a container may dwarf it a little bit if it's a big species. But I just is going, there's a lot of plants of a certain species that different growers will give different names to the same species, which makes identification very hard.
I understand that. That's
but
true.
But you might, you know, get on the internet and Google it and and see.
But he can still put it in a pot, like you say, it might contain it. But a big pot, because we were just talking to Ben a little while ago, and you said when you're replanting from a plant that you bought, it should be
at least 20%.
At least 20%, maybe even up to 50.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, okay, yeah, and that makes sense. And so let me ask you another question. I have another house plant I see a lot, but it's the one that's got the white-looking little flowers. They kind of look like a half-open clamshell.
Oh, yeah.
What are they called? Do you know?
Could be a calla lily.
Yeah, I think it might be. I know what you're talking about.
Yes. Would you say what was it called?
I think it's calla lily. Have that.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
So mine bloomed, and then for some reason the blooms went away, and I have two of them. And for everything I do, I cannot get it to bloom again. Is that typical, or what might be the cause?
That's a tough question. I'm not an expert in houseplants, but sometimes if you're using city water, the chemicals will build up in the soil. It may just need to be potted and put fresh soil on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I did that. I live out in the country. I have a well.
Okay.
But I was just curious. I'm thinking it was beautiful when I bought it. But like I said, the blooms went away, and I haven't got what, you know, I cannot get bloom back to save my life.
You getting plenty of, does it get enough light? Different varieties of calla.
It does. I have one in the house, and then I have one out on my front deck.
And neither one of them are blooming again?
Neither one of them. It's so irritating.
You know, one thing, John, I know you probably don't want to say it, but I will. Be really careful where you buy your plants. And
I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know Nature's Way? Is that right?
Yes, store? Nature's Way. So I don't know.
I did not know that existed, and I hate to say that. I just happened to hear y'all on the radio the other day, and I happened to drive by the one over there off of Louetta, and I thought, my God, where's this been all my life?
No, Nature's Way Resources is exit 81.
On I-45.
I-45, north of the Woodland, south of Conroe.
Louetta's Plants for All Seasons.
Yeah, Plants for All Seasons is off of 249. They're one of our Home Show Garden Pros.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay.
So all of our Home Show Garden Pros, they really seek to buy as local as they can, and it's important where your plants are coming from. So
yeah, get varieties for this climate.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, you know, the other thing too, I would like to find stores that have people that are very knowledgeable. That's
exactly
hard to find in some stores.
And I'm telling you, all of our Home Show Garden Pros, it's really fun to go in any of them, because you don't need to find John at Nature's Way Resources, any of his folks who are there. And the same with, you know, Plants for All Seasons. Sherry doesn't need to be the one answering your questions. She's got a team of people. So
exactly.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, I will let y'all go, and I sure appreciate your help. I'll start changing things around here.
Okay.
All right, Jeff. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We are at 281-833-3333. And Kieran, we will get you after this break. Thank you.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Landscaper's Pride Mulches and Soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together.
Microlife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 281-833-3333.
Good morning, and we're going to take Karen's call in just one moment. I want to follow up. I know Jeff is not on the line, but we were talking at the break. So, John, when he's repotting those plants that he's bought, so a couple of the quick items are fresh soil.
Fresh soil, good potting mix.
Okay.
I always add a little MicroLife Ultimate into the soil so it's evenly through the root zone. And the same thing, a little remineralizer to get the trace elements.
Okay. All right.
Trace elements to plant are kind of like vitamins to a human. You don't need much, but if you don't have it, you're just not as healthy. You don't grow. You don't bloom.
Right. So hopefully Jeff heard that and we'll get on that fresh soil. And then the MicroLife Ultimate will be helpful also getting some new nutrition in for those potted plants. Good morning, Karen. Thank you so much for waiting and thanks for listening. What do you have for John?
Good morning. I called the last time John was here with a question about how to neutralize the damage of a load of black-dyed mulch. And you advised me to get a product called Hybrid, which is very high in nitrogen, and to apply it at 2 to 3 times the recommended rate. Hybrid is a little bit expensive for the area that I have. I want to know if I can mix it with something like corn gluten meal that's also high in nitrogen.
It would take, in terms of money, far more dollars worth of corn gluten meal than to use a hybrid. Even though a corn gluten has nitrogen, the hybrid probably has 20 times more per pound. So you'd have to use so much corn gluten, it would cause other problems. And corn gluten also has herbicidal effects.
Oh, okay. So what can she do to kind of
Well, it just takes it longer. In. You can use regular MicroLife. It'll work.
Okay.
And, you know, when I said it just takes more of it and takes longer.
Okay.
And where, well, maybe I can mix the two then.
Yeah, you can mix the two.
Oh, yeah.
It just takes time for nature to eat that stuff and biodegrade it and break it down.
Okay, I'm going to have to be playing in it and planting in it. I want to know if I can neutralize the black carbon dye with something like charcoal.
No, it just has to biodegrade.
Yeah.
Okay. Last question. How long? I do have corn gluten meal that I've used for other things. How long is corn gluten meal effective? I have some old corn gluten meal in a galvanized can in the garage.
I don't know. I've never encountered that before because I've always, when I use it, I use it when it's fresh. Like many things, I suspect it has a slowly curve and it decreases in potency over time.
Hmm.
Probably after a year, you've probably lost 50% of the potency. I don't know for sure, but that's an educated guess.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, Karen. Thanks for the call. So what she's trying to do is neutralize the black mulch, the dye.
The black mulch is carbon black. It's a known carcinogen.
Okay, and that's why she's worried about playing in
also,
it and digging in it.
Healthy soils have 30 carbon atoms to one nitrogen. To get the dye to stick, they use raw wood. It's 500 to 1. So microbes try to break it down, and they pull nutrients, particularly nitrogen, out of the soil, stressing our plants.
Okay.
That's why the extra nitrogen, to give the microbes what they need, so they'll take it from the fertilizer rather than from the soil.
Okay. All right.
So put less stress on the plants.
All right. And this is in her beds, I'm assuming, what she's talking
Correct.
About. And your suggestion was the hybrid, to use the MicroLife hybrid.
Yeah, it's one of the
there.
Few, can because it's high concentration nitrogen, but you don't have to use as much of
right.
it as you would, say, the 6-2-4.
Okay. All right. Yep. And any amount of that is going to still be helpful.
Yeah, and speed the process
up. Yeah, yeah. And it sounds like she's already started that process. So hopefully the dye is being neutralized as we speak.
Yeah, eventually, the microbes, the bacteria, the fungus will eat it and break it down. And
They're going to take over.
But it may take, without anything, it may take 3-4 years.
Okay.
So that's why the extra stuff to try to get it done in a year or less.
Okay, the MicroLife Hybrid, it's already getting started. And, yeah, it'll cut down that process.
Yeah.
What a great boy. I did not know about the being able to neutralize that dye. That's wonderful. So another great reason to go to the MicroLife products. This is Sandy at the Home Show Garden Pros, Sports Radio 610. I am here this morning with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. We are taking your calls and your questions and concerns at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will return after this.
Phew! It's another scorching summer. Help your plant and landscape survive with the healing benefits only MicroLife organic fertilizers can supply. Start with MicroLife Multipurpose 624 or Hybrid 2005. Then give your turf some extra love with an application of Humates Plus 004. MicroLife fertilizers have professional-grade ingredients that are 100% slow release and will not burn. MicroLife, healthy soil, healthy plants. Healthy people. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. Thank you so much for listening. We are at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. And this is Home Show Garden Pros. And we are here this morning with John Ferguson. He is our Home Show Garden Pro this morning, answering your calls and questions from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center up north between Woodlands and Conroe. Beautiful location, nursery, and compost and soils. Great products, and the knowledge that John brings to the show is just, it's so deep and fun. So we are taking your calls at 281-833-3333, and we have Stephen on the line. Good morning, Stephen.
Yes, good morning. I have a question. I live up in the Woodlands, and at ATB I bought a pear tree, a plum tree, and a peach tree, and I haven't had any success on getting blooms from either one, from any of those. What's the pollination rules on those particular trees?
Most of them, you got to have at least two different varieties. One. Two, there's a high probability they're not the ones for this area. Most of our fruit trees have what we call chill hours. And if they don't get that, like maybe a pear tree requires 1,000 hours to have set fruit and bloom, we only get 300 here. So it'll never set fruit or bloom. The other factor is what kind of rootstock it's on. Because of our high moisture levels, most of our fruit trees do better when they're grafted onto a certain type of rootstock that tolerates our soil conditions. And when you get plants from a nationwide grower, there's no telling where they came from, what variety, chill hours, rootstock. It's better to go to a private nursery like one of the Home Show Garden Pro members where they carry the ones for this region. So I know you don't want to hear that, Stephen. But
so basically I bought a decorative trees in the backyard.
Most likely, but you may get lucky.
Now, what about could he go to one of the Home Show Garden Pros and could he buy the second, you know, you said that you should plant them in pairs. So could he go buy a pear or a peach tree from that's locally, more locally sourced? And will that one do okay? Or
well, if it's locally sourced, yeah, that should do well here.
Okay. All right.
Peaches, plums, pears all do. If you get the right varieties, do well here.
Okay.
You just got to have the right varieties.
Okay. Well, you could plant a pear and just see if.
But again, if it's the other one's not blooming, and you got to have two to cross pollinate.
So now you got to buy two more. Yeah.
Unless there's something in the area. Sometimes you get lucky, neighbor has one.
Okay, right. Yeah. All right,
perfect.
Well, enjoy the trees, and I'm sorry if that's the situation.
What I suggest, Stephen, is find out the variety name, and again, look on the internet and see what the chill hours are.
Uh huh. Yeah, to see if there's any chance. When did you get those, this year, or have they been around for a while?
They have been there. The plum tree's been there for probably 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
The peach and the pear tree are about a year old. Now, I've gotten maybe one to two plums off the plum tree over the last 10 years. So, Yeah. But they haven't really been edible. They've been too small, just not fully developed.
Yeah, like I said, it sounds like just not the right variety.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But you could start an orchard somewhere else, another corner in your yard.
Yep.
Oh, well, it sounds like you're trying. So I appreciate your call. You have anything else for us?
That's it. Thank you.
Oh, right. Thanks, Stephen. So that is a question, and we had just talked about that a few minutes ago about the locally sourced, and you know, we just encourage the listeners to. That's what we're here. That's why we're here. Locally sourced. You get them so that they're going to grow here. You get all your plants and your trees and all of the Home Show Garden Pros. You can go to homeshowgardenpro.com and find our Home Show Garden Pros. There are links to their locations. And any of you Home Show Garden Pros can help with that locally sourced trees and plants and landscaping.
Yeah, we all try to focus on things good for our region.
Right, right.
You know, I went in one of the box stores the other day, and half of what they were selling was not good for the Houston area.
Oh, no. That's such a waste.
Well, they have a buyer from up in Missouri buying plants from Missouri, and they just don't take our heat or our moisture, or vice versa, I mean.
Right, right. They all, and the soils, I mean, just in your own yard, your soil can vary. You know, I mean, just from one place to another.
Well, a good example of that, like Buffalo Bio, if you notice north of Buffalo Bio, the soils tend to be more sandy loams or sandy clays. Uh-huh. You got pine trees.
Yes.
As soon as you go south of Buffalo Bio, you hit the black clay, what's known as a Beaumont Lake Charles clays, you lose all your pine trees.
Okay.
Different soil type. Buffalo Bio goes down a zone of weakness between the two soil types.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's all different. Well, and we were up in New Hampshire. I don't know if our listeners joined me last week, but I did the show from New Hampshire. And one, we expected the weather to be cooler. It was hot up there. But I did notice some difference in their plants. Hydrangeas, mm-hmm. for instance. Boy, their hydrangeas grow just huge and big in the wild. I mean, they're just beautiful. And you know, low, no maintenance out mm-hmm. in the state park, whereas mine I have to nurture a little bit more. So the soil differences, of course, from state to state, I understand that. But even just like you say, within our own region,
yeah,
is much different. So, you know, it's all about the soil, but locally owned, we really emphasize that.
Yeah, one thing, there's a book by Dr. Bob Randall. He founded Urban Harvest, our community gardening program.
Oh, yeah.
It's 30 years experience in Houston at hundreds of locations. What varieties of fruit trees do best, vegetables, fruits, when to plant, etc. It's kind of a gardener's Bible for anybody who wants to do fruits and vegetables.
Oh, that's a great hint.
And, you know, we sell it. I think probably most of the Home Show Garden Pros would sell it.
Yes, yes, Urban Harvest. Yeah. Well, thank you for that. We are here on Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. I better give you the phone number, 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And, you know, we're not just one big advertiser, but we are really serious about the locally owned and operated. So that's kind of what we're going to guide listeners to every time, just to increase their success rate. You know, on another topic of locally owned and operated, you put out a newsletter called The Lazy Gardener, which I love the title, mm-hmm. and it's an email newsletter. How can people get that newsletter?
Well, they can go to our website, and there's a place you can sign up. The lead author is Brenda Smith. She was known as The Lazy Gardener, wrote for the Houston Chronicle for 40 years, and when they got rid of their local garden writers, I hired her, and she writes a newsletter for us. And I usually have a little column about stuff I'm reading and studying in mm-hmm. there, too,
mm-hmm.
for people who like more technical stuff.
Right, right. Well, I enjoy it. It comes out at the end of every week, and, you know, it's always got a new angle, a new piece of information that we can all use. So,
Lazy, and it's free.
And it's free, which is wonderful. It's just full of information. So it's called The Lazy Gardener.
And friends.
And you can, you know, it's a great go-to. A great source. So this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We are at 281-833-3333, talking everything green after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.